బ్యాక్ తీయలేదా? ఇది రెండు పేజీలు కదా పీడిఎఫ్. అది కూడా సార్ అందరికీ కావాలి. చెప్పాను కదా ఇదే ఇది 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 సేమ్. దిస్ షుడ్ గో బిహైండ్ 39 to 52. ఇది ఈ ఒక్క డాక్యుమెంట్ బ్యాక్ టు బ్యాక్ తీసేసి కట్ చేసేస్తే ఓకే. నో ప్రాబ్లం. అవునా? నేను చెప్తాను రాసుకుంటాను. ఒక కాపీ మీరు ఎంచుకోండి, కాపీ మీకోసం. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. 47 చాప్టర్ వర్స్ నంబర్ 61.
అసమహోచరణ రేణుజుషామహం స్యాం వృందావనె కిమపి గుల్మలతౌషధీనాం యాదుస్త్యజం స్వజనమార్యపథం చహిత్వా భేజుర్ముకుంద పదవీం శృతిభిర్విమృగ్యాం.
యు ఆల్రెడీ మెమరైజ్ దిస్ టుడే మార్నింగ్ ఓన్లీ? అరే గ్రేట్, యు ఆర్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్.
మనసో వృత్తయో నస్యు కృష్ణపాదాంబుజాశ్రయాః వాచోభిధాన్యైర్నామ్నాం వాచోభిధాయినీర్నామ్నాం కాయస్తద్ ప్రహవణాదిషు మనసో వృత్తయో నస్యు కృష్ణపాదాంబుజాశ్రయా వాచోభిధాయినీర్నామ్నాం కాయస్తత్ ప్రహవణాదిషు.
సో దిస్ ఇస్ సెడ్ బై నంద మహారాజ్ అండ్ అదర్ గోపాస్. సో మనసో వృత్తయో నస్యు, మే అవర్ మెంటల్ ఫంక్షన్స్ వాట్ దే షుడ్ డూ, కృష్ణ పాదాంబుజాశ్రయా, మే ది టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. దెన్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ లైన్? వాచోభిధాయినీర్ నామ్నాం, మే అవర్ వర్డ్స్ ఆల్వేస్ చాంట్ హిస్ నామ్, హోలి నేమ్స్. కాయస్తత్ ప్రహ్వణాదిషు, మే అవర్ బాడీ బి ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు హిమ్, బౌయింగ్ డౌన్ బిఫోర్ హిమ్, ప్రహ్వణాదిషు. సో మైండ్, so all the mental functions should think about Krishna's lotus feet to, and body should bow down in front of Krishna, words should chant the holy names of Krishna. Okay, so now you try to memorize this verse. I'll come in 5 minutes.
Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. The song of the bee, Bhramara Geet. So this chapter is more esoteric than Rasleela. And Sri Dharani Mahaprabhu, on the way, he reminded me, we are doing it just before Radhashtami. So the esoteric part I will not touch. Better you hear that from Rasikavala Prabhu tomorrow, the Bhramara Geeta part. So rest, the portion before that and after that I will cover today. So what Srimati Radharani speaks, you hear from Radhika Vallaprabhu, just one day before Radhashtami, right? Tomorrow. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Tvam Viksha Krishna Nucharam Vrajastriya. Pralamba Bahum Navakanja Lochanam. Pitambaram Pushkaramalinam Lasan. Mukharavindam Parimrishta Kundalam. Suvismita Ko Yamapi Vyadarshana. Kutascha kasya kasya chyuta vesha bhushana. Itisma sarvaha parivarturuksha utsukaha. Tamuttama shloka padambujashrayam. So in the previous chapter you must have heard how Krishna sends Uddhava to Vrindavan to pacify the Vrajavasis, his parents, and other gopis, etc. So Uddhava came there, he was received nicely, he had an interaction with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Right now, his interactions with the gopis are described in this chapter, 47th chapter. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Tam Viksha Krishnanucharam Vrajastriyaha. So Akrura has taken Krishna and Balaram away, and now Uddhava is bringing the memories and message of Krishna back to Vrindavan. So Krishna left Vrindavan, and again Krishna entered Vrindavan through the message of Uddhava. So now the gopis saw Uddhava. Tam Viksha, by seeing him, whom Krishna Anucharam Vrajastriyaha, Krishna Anucharam, the follower of Krishna, the friend of Krishna, the dearmost associate of Krishna, Vrajastriyaha, all the Vrajastris have seen. Right? Vrajastris are Krishna Grihita Manasaha. In the 10th canto, 29th chapter, they are described to be Krishna Grihita Manasaha. Their minds are constantly filled with the memories and remembrance of Krishna. They are called Krishna Grihita Manasaha. Wherever they see Krishna only. They see everything in relationship with Krishna. And here, this vision is very special for them. Because Uddhava is exactly looking like Krishna. In his bodily complexion, the kind of clothes he is wearing, the ornaments he wears, even the garland he wears, he is exactly resembling Krishna. So Krishnanucharam, this is not Krishna, that much they can make out, but he is Krishnanucharam. He is very dear to Krishna. He must be the closest associate of Krishna. Pralamba Bahum Navakanja Lochanam. So he has very long arms, Pralamba Bahum, right? So hanging down from his shoulders. Navakanja Lochanam. Lochanam is eyes. Navakanja means the newly grown lotus petals. So Uddhava has lotus eyes like Krishna. He has Pralamba Bahu, long arms like Krishna. Pitambaram, he is also wearing yellow dhoti. Then Pushkaramalinam Lasan, he is resplendent with a garland of lotus flowers, like Krishna only. Because when Uddhava was departing from Mathura, to Vrindavan, Krishna gave him his own garland, the garland that he has used personally. That was given to Uddhava. Then Pushkaramalinam Lasan, that same garland gopis are seeing now. Mukharavindam Parimrishta Kundalam. His face is also resembling lotus. And Parimrishta Kundalam, it is also resplendent with earrings, right? Like Krishna's face. Suvismitaha, all the gopis have become so astonished. Oh my God, he is exactly resembling Krishna. He is wearing the clothes of Krishna, wearing the ornaments of Krishna, wearing the garland of Krishna, having the complexion of Krishna. He must be the dearest associate of Krishna, follower of Krishna. Suvismita. They are very astonished. So generally in Vrindavan, sometimes the gopas imitate Krishna's dressing attire. They also sometimes wear pitambar and then forest flower garland. Like that. They sometimes exhibit the tendency to dress like Krishna, the gopas. Now the gopis are astonished to see Uddhava, because even outside Vrindavan also, is there someone who is imitating the attire of Krishna, who is dressing like Krishna? So Krishna dresses like an artist, drama artist, right? Varaha Pidam Natavaravapu. So many descriptions of Krishna's artistic dressing style is described. So now here is Uddhava, he is also dressing like him. So koyam apivya darshanaha. So suvismitaha koyam apivya darshanaha. Koyam, who is this personality, right? His darshan is resembling Krishna's darshan. Kutascha kasyachita vesha bhushanaha. Kutascha, where did he come from, right? So koyam means who is this, kutascha means where did he come from. Achyuta bhushanaha, achyuta vesha bhushanaha, he has adopted the attire and ornaments of achyuta Krishna. Iti sma sarvaha parivartur utsukaha. So seeing, thinking in this way, all of them with utsuka means great eagerness, they ran towards Uddhava. So out of generally ladies, they have to exhibit some reservation. So just here they have seen some object, and then even if that object is very exciting, they can't just run towards that object. So they have to control themselves, and then they kind of exhibit some shyness, right? But here the gopis seem to have lost their discrimination, lost their reserve, and then out of their great eagerness they went towards Uddhava, who is a new person, new man seen in their village, and the cultured ladies of the village are running towards that new man to meet him, right? Earlier there was no meeting between them. He's not a relative or friend or brother or anything like that. He's a new person. But gopis were bold enough at this point to meet Krishna, because he is Krishna Anuchara. They are convinced that he must be an associate of Krishna. That's why he is dressing like Krishna. So it's worth associating with him. So let's go and talk to him.
So tam uttama shloka padambuja ashrayam.
So understanding that Krishna, this Uddhava, has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, getting convinced with that, all the gopis approached Uddhava. Right? Achyuta padambuja ashrayam. So pada ambuja ashrayam means Krishna, Uddhava has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, and acharyas explain that Uddhava is like a pillow under the lotus feet of Krishna, which Krishna uses for his massage. Right? He has become like a pillow. A pillow took shelter of Krishna's lotus feet to give that lotus feet some cushion, so that the massage can happen nicely. So Uddhava has become like that pillow. So even in the 11th canto, this verse comes. Why Uddhava is wearing Krishna's garland, Krishna's ornaments, Krishna's dhoti, Krishna's mahadhoti. Krishna uses a dhoti and then discards it, and then Uddhava picks it up and then starts wearing it. Like that. So tyaktvopa bhukta sraggandha vaso alankara charchitaha uchishta bhojana dasa tava mayam jeye mahi. tyaktva upabhukta srag gandha. My dear Krishna, by accepting the things or paraphernalia that you have used, like whatever food remnants that you have given us, whatever garlands, maha garlands coming from you, right? Chandana charchita, whatever chandan that has been used in your service, and so many other things that use clothes, you use and then discard. So by accepting all this paraphernalia used by you, tava mayam jayamahi, we will be able to conquer the maya, right? We accept maha garland and then put it on our neck and then put it on our head and then respect it. So this is a means to conquer maya, right? Tava mayam jayamahi. Uddhava is saying like that. By accepting the maha that you have given us, we will be able to conquer maya, like that. So Uddhava says that in 11th canto, 6th chapter, 46th verse. So Uddhava has accepted all the used paraphernalia of Krishna, and he was presenting himself in front of the gopis, and gopis became attracted to him. See, Uddhava, because of accepting the paraphernalia of Krishna, he could attract the attention of the gopis, right? So by respecting and worshipping the paraphernalia of Krishna, so one will become attractive to his dearmost devotees also. Now let's see what they say, what they do later.
Tram prashrayena vanata susatkritam savrida hase kshana sundrutadibhi rahasya pruchan upavishtamasane vignaya sandesha haram ramapate.
So tam means tam is Uddhava here. Tam prashra yena avanataha su satkritam. All the gopis have approached Uddhava with humility, prashrayena, avanataha, bowed their heads in front of Uddhava. They approached him with respect. Right? And susatkritam, they have honored him, they have respected him. Savrida hasekshana sunrutadibhi. Savrida, vrida is shyness. Right? Then vrida, hasa, smiling, ikshana, glances, sunruta, pleasing words, adibhihi. So these are the ways in which they approached Uddhava. So they approached very respectfully in a with a shy, with a humility, and spoke sweet words, and then they were smiling and then glancing in a controlled manner, right? And what they did, rahasya pruchan, they have taken him to a secret place, secluded place, rahasi. Apruchan, they started questioning him, right? They inquired. Apa upavishtam asane, made him sit on an asan. You sit here, now we will ask you questions. They have, with shy and respect and reverence, they have taken Uddhava to a secluded place, and then, why they have taken secluded place? They didn't want others to see. Because they understood that he is a Krishna's representative, he is a messenger of Krishna, so he must be having some message. He must be having some information about Krishna. We have to know about it, but others should not see us inquiring from him. So let's go there. Go to a secluded place. Rahasya pruchyan upavishtamasane. Vignaya sandesha haram ramapatehe. So vignaya, knowing that sandesha haram ramapatehe. He must be having the sandesha. Sandesha means message. He is a message carrier, or messenger of Krishna, knowing that they have taken. So Ramapate is Krishna. And why Sukadeva Goswami is describing Krishna as Ramapate here? He is called Ramapate because Sukadeva Goswami is favoring the gopis. Right? So he is siding the gopis and showed some bitterness towards Krishna by describing him that husband of goddess of fortune. He had sent a messenger. Right? So like that. So he was kind of siding the gopis. So, and Uddhava also sat there, right? Upavishtam asane. Uddhava took that asana very respectfully in the midst of so many ladies, right? It's a secluded place. He's in the midst of so many gopis, but there's no question of familiarity. Familiarity breeds contempt, should not creep. It doesn't creep. Because they respectfully approached Uddhava, Uddhava very respectfully treated them as the dearmost associates of Krishna. Right? That respect aspect is very much there. Even when Krishna takes Uddhava to Kubja's house, Uddhava is such a dearmost associate of Krishna. Krishna, like, even when he is going to do some private affairs with his gopis and other consorts also, he can carry Uddhava along. That shows that this whole chapter is a proof how dear Uddhava is to Krishna. He is sending a love letter to his dearmost beloved gopis, dearmost devotees, through Uddhava. How much trust Uddhava must have gained from Krishna. Right? So when someone gains the trust of their master, he will be engaged in such confidential services. If one does not gain that trust, he will be utilized in some services, right? So how to gain that trust? By being malleable to the will of the master, by being submissive, surrendered, right? Then one will gain the trust like that, and very promptly and sincerely doing the service, right? So, and Uddhava, when he went to Kubja's house, Kubja offered a seat to Uddhava, offered a seat to Krishna also, right? So Uddhava did not sit on the same platform as Krishna. He sat down, right? Although he is going as a friend of Krishna, and then Uddhava's Krishna's consort, Kubja is giving, offering him same respect. He did not get into familiarity, but it's contempt. I'm not qualified. He did not lose the discrimination. He is my master, I am his servant. My master is dealing with his consort. Although I am around, I should take a low position. Like that. So he sat like that. Here also he sat in a very respectful manner. Right? So, then here the gopis' love for Krishna arose. Their natural love for Krishna in their hearts arose when they saw Uddhava here, who is having a similar form as Krishna. So it's like, it acted like a wonderful impetus for the gopis to express their love. Like that. So far, of course, gopis never forget Krishna, but that expression of the love has become more apparent and intensified as soon as they saw Uddhava. Like that. So, fourth verse. So, gopis are very chaste. That we need to understand. Because whatever they are doing here is their expression of love for Krishna. They are chaste to Krishna. Simple. So, fourth verse.
Janimastvam yadupatehe
parshadam samupagatam
bhartreha preshitar pitror
bhavan priyachikirshaya.
So they are saying, Janimastvam yadupatehe
parshadam samupagatam.
So samupagatam means you have come here and we know, janimas, humko pata hai, right? Tvam yadupateh parshadam, you are the parshad associate of yadupati. Your gopis are addressing Krishna as yadupati.
Okay, you are that associate of that yadupati. So bhartreha preshitor preshtita pitror bhavan priya chikirshaya.
So why you have come here? Because your master has sent you to pacify his parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, right? So priya chikirshaya, he wanted to give them some satisfaction, that's why he had sent you. So apparently this is a very praising word. They're appreciating Uddhava's presence there. But behind this apparent praise are many implications of criticism. First, they said, Yadupati. Krishna our cowherd boy in our village who used to take cows to the forest, he has become Yadupati there. He has become the boss of all Yadus there. He's in a big post. How will he spare time to come personally to pacify his parents? That's why he had sent you. Right? He did not come personally because he's in a big post. He had sent you to pacify the parents. Right? Then he said, Pitroh, he had sent you to pacify parents, not us. Because they clarify this in the next verse. Because what Krishna thinks is, only my parents are worth remembering in the entire Vrindavan. Remaining people are not worth remembering. That's what he thinks. That's why he had sent you to pacify parents only, not us. Then, and now further they say, what is the use of cowherd parents for him? Right? Still he had sent you out of fear of public criticism. Now he has become Yadupati. He has no more use of, Yashoda, who is a gopi, and Nanda Maharaj, who is a cowherd man. So he has no use of all of them. He is fearful of public criticism. Are 10 saal, 10 saal nikal diya udhar. What will people think? People will think that he is ungrateful. Out of fear of that public comments and criticism, he had sent you. Like that. Second, you have not come here wholeheartedly. You have come here half-heartedly. Right? So he must have pushed you to come here. He must have forced you to come here. It is not your desire to come here because you don't want to leave him. How can you leave the association of Krishna? Right? Still you left the association of Krishna to come here just because you are obliged by his order. Like that. And he doesn't want to come personally also. So like that, sarcastically, they spoke many things, right? Who desires to give pleasure to the parents? He is desiring to give pleasure to the parents, but not out of love, right? So, now, Krishna's parents, Yashoda and Nanda, they were remembering him so affectionately, but he doesn't remember them so affectionately. Otherwise, he would have personally come. Why would he send a messenger who is not willing to come? He forcefully sent a messenger to pacify them. That shows his indifference towards his parents also. What to speak of us? If that is his attitude towards parents, what to speak of us? So that's how they are blaming. Anyatha govrajetasya smaraniyam na chakshmahe स्नेहानुबंधो बंधूनां मुनेर अपि सुदुस्त्यजः अन्यथा गोव्रजेतस्य अदरवाइज एर्लियर वर्स व्हाट डिड दे से कृष्णा हैड सेंट यू टू पैसिफाई हिज पेरेंट्स नाउ दे आर सेइंग अन्यथा गोव्रजेतस्य अदरवाइज इन गोव्रज इन दिस वृंदावन वेयर द ओनली वेल्थ इज काउस दिस इज गोव्रज. The only wealth is cows. In such a simple place, there is no other thing that is worth of remembrance of Krishna. Smaraniyam na chakshmahe. There is nothing smaraniyam. Smaraniyam means something which is of worth remembering. So Krishna doesn't remember anyone other than his parents. Right? People like us have no place in his memory only. His hard disk is full with all the affairs of Yadus. Some little space is there for his parents in Vrindavan. And we are never there. His headache is full, overflowing, no space, memory exhausted, like that. So, snehanu bandho bandhunam, muner api sudhisthyajaha. Next two lines they say something else. So, sneha anubandho bandhunam, it is absolutely very difficult to give up the sneha anubandha, the friendly affection towards relatives, bandhunam. For whom? Muner api suyasyajaha. Even for great sages also it is difficult to give up family affection. If that is so, how hard-hearted Krishna has become. Even renunciants, sages also find it difficult to give up family affection. But Krishna has become such a epitome of renunciation that he has given up his affection for his parents also. What to speak of us? Like that. So These are all the internal meanings. Their emotions are coming out like this. So, Krishna has such a severe renunciation. Severe renunciation.
Anyeshvatha, Anyeshvartha krita maitri. Yavadartha vidambanam. Pumbhistri shukrita yadvat. Sumanasviha shatpadaihi.
The friendship shown toward others, those who are not family members, is motivated by personal interest, and thus it is a pretense that lasts only until one's purpose is fulfilled. Such friendship is just like the interest men take in women or bees in flowers.
So, now Uddhava might say, my God, why are you saying like this, my dear gopis? Krishna loves you. Krishna has more love for you. In fact, his parents are very old. Why are you thinking that he had sent me for his parents? And you had such intimate pastimes with Krishna. Krishna remembers you very well. Right? That's why he had sent me. Don't think like that. Uddhava might say like that. In response to that, gopis are saying, Anyeshu artha krita maitri yavadartha vidambanam. So, apart from parents, anyeshu, those are other people, towards them, maitri. Maitri means friendship. That is actually done only out of personal interest. Right? It's only vidambanam. It's pretense. It is motivated. It is not pure. One may maintain relationship with his family members, but whatever relationships he is maintaining with others, people other than family members, that is only out of pretension. Motivated. Self-motivated friendship. We can't accept it as pure. In case of the relationship between Krishna and the gopis, we gopis are saying that he has maintained relationship with us only because of his self-motivated intentions. He has no affection for us. Like that. Right? Such friendship is just like interest men take in women or bees take in flowers. Right? So bees are there. They go to different flowers. Honey is done. No more seeing of that flower. Gone. We'll go to the next flower. No more honey here. They don't even look at that flower. I have taken so much honey from this. Let me be grateful. No. Renunciant. So as soon as the source of pleasure stops giving any more pleasure, such people don't even look at them. Like that. So this is how the gopis are blaming Krishna. Right, pumbhistrishu krita yadvat sumanah isha shatpadaihi. Shatpadaihi means the bees. So Chakvartipad explains that once the fragrance and tenderness and charm and beauty of the flowers are gone, bees do not take interest in them. Similarly, and the attractive woman, they lose attraction. So people don't take interest in them. So this tendency is condemned here by the gopis who gave their hearts completely to Krishna. So basically gopis wanted to only exhibit their charms for Krishna's pleasure, and in pain of separation they are questioning Krishna's motives. In the heart of their hearts they are not meaning like this, but they are expressing their pain of separation from Krishna. Right. So they are, whatever is happening between Krishna and the gopis is totally transcendental, and there is no similarity between that interactions and the interactions that happen in this material world. So although they are comparing, once the woman loses her beauty, men don't take interest in her. Similarly, Krishna left us. So they may kind of compare the nature of this material world with their relationship with Krishna, but it is not so. So gopis are eternally beautiful. Their love for Krishna is eternal, and their relationship with Krishna is transcendental. So where is the question of any material tinge in them, in their relationship? So Krishna is ever youthful, gopis are ever youthful. Right? So there is no lust there is only love there. Right? Their love for each other is eternal. So you can't compare it. All the gopis are comparing it, we should not compare it like that. So we should take all the opposite things. This whole chapter is you take the opposite meanings. Right? So now they say, by contrast, our so-called loving affairs being perverted reflections of the perfect loving relationships in the spiritual world are polluted with lust, greed, pride, etc. Right? So, their gopis and Krishna's relationship is not having any motivation. Right? They are motivated by exclusive, unalloyed devotion. No material motivations, as the gopis are describing. But in their pain of separation, they are describing. See, they are giving some examples also. Nishvam tyajanti ganika. Akalpam nripatim praja. Adhita vidya acharyam. Ritvijo datta dakshinam. Now they say, Nishvam tyajanti ganika. Ganika means prostitutes. What they do? Nishvam tyajanti. They abandon a person who doesn't have money. So ganika means prostitute. She entertains a man as long as his pocket is full. Once his pocket is empty, no more sentiments. Paisa nahi hai, bahar jao. So that is what they say. So next, akalpam nripatim prajaha. Akalpam means incompetent. So the subjects, praja, they abandon an incompetent king. You have no ability to protect us. You can't fight with the enemies. You can't give us financial support. You can't give us moral support. You can't create proper social systems so that we can live peacefully. So you are such an incompetent leader, so we can't have you. Get out. That's what the prajas say, citizens say. They don't vote. Right? This so-and-so ruler, last 5 years he has been occupying this post. He didn't serve us in any way. So let's vote someone else. Right? That's what they say. So prostitutes abandon a moneyless man. Citizens abandon an incompetent ruler. Next, third. Adhita vidya acharyam. So adhita vidya means once people have finished their education, acharyam, the teacher is abandoned. Right? So once you finish your education, teacher is abandoned. So we had material education. We had a lot of material education. Do you remember your second class teacher? Do you remember seventh standard teacher? Right? How grateful are you now? Do you remember at all? Sometimes some thought will creep in the mind. So like that. So that's about education. Ungrateful students. Ritvijo datta dakshinam. So ritvijo means priests. Right? Priests, they do some puja and then they get remuneration from a man. Right? They abandon him. Right, and priests, a man who has remunerated them for a sacrifice. So we have done the puja, you have given us the dakshina, done, no more interaction. Next time you are calling for puja, be ready with the dakshina. Right, so that is, as long as dakshina is there, they come for do the worship, yagya, puja, etc. So these are the qualities of some people. That is how Krishna has abandoned us, like that, after enjoying with us. That's what gopis are saying. Khagavita phalam vriksham bhuktva chathitayo gruham dagdham rugas tatharanyam jata bhuktva ratam striyam. So birds, khaga vita phalam vriksham. Vita phalam means there is no fruits there. So birds will not go to a tree where there are no fruits. Then bhuktva cha athitayo gruham. So guests do not visit a house where they are not being fed. Okay, no meal. Why will the guest go there? Right? We go there at lunch time and then we have to do fasting. How can I go there? Let's go to some restaurant, eat it, and then we'll go say hi, hello, and then leave. Like that. Then dagdham mrigas tatha aranyam. Right? Mruga means animals. So animals, they abandon a forest which is burned down. Animals live in a forest very nicely, but when there is a forest fire, all the animals will run away and then they don't go there. It's devoid of all the beauty. Okay, no more trees or herbs or plants or fruits. Whatever facilities were there, they are no more there. Forest fire has consumed all of them. Why will the animals stay there?
Then, jara bhuktva ratam striyam. Now, a lover, paramour, he abandons a woman after enjoying, right? So even though she remains attached to him. So these are the various ways in which gopis are expressing their pains of separation. Iti gopyo hi govinde gatavakkayamanasa krishna dute samayate uddhavetyaktalaukika gayantyah priyakarmani rudantyascha gatahriyah tasya samshritya samrutya yani kaishora balayo.
Thus speaking, the gopis whose words, bodies and minds were fully dedicated to Lord Govinda put aside all their regular work now that Krishna's messenger Sri Uddhava had arrived among them. Constantly remembering the activities of their beloved Krishna had performed in his childhood and youth, they sang about them and cried without shame.
So, iti gopyo hi govinde gata vak kaya manasaha. So, like this, the gopis who have focused gata, their vak kaya manasaha, their mind, body and words are totally focused on Krishna only. So Krishna dute samayate, in front of Krishna's duta Uddhava, tyakta laukikaha, forgetting what will the people think and all. Initially they have taken him to a secluded place. Now in front of Krishna, in front of Uddhava, they lost all their control. They started crying. Right? By saying all these blaming words, they started shedding intense tears. Right, gayantaha priyakarmani rudantascha gatahriyaha. So gatahriyaha. So without any sense of outside people or outside world, they were just absorbed and overwhelmed with their remembrance of Krishna's various activities, and they started weeping. Right, rudantaha gatahriyaha, forgetting all shyness, they could not control. Right, tasya samsmritya samsmritya yani kaishora balayoho. They are constantly remembering Krishna's kaishora activities and bala activities, childhood and youthful activities in Vrindavan, like that. So ever since Krishna was in childhood, balayoho, gopis had love for him. Right, gopis were affectionate towards him. They forgot all external considerations. Right, the 11th verse. Kachin madhukaram drishtva dhyayanti Krishna sangamam priya praspatitam dutam kalpayitvedam abravit. So kachin madhukaram drishtva dhyayanti Krishna sangamam priya prasthapitam dutam. So kachin means one of the gopis, one of them. Madhukarim drishtva, she saw a madhukari, the bee, honey bee. Dhyayanta Krishna sangatam, and then she went into a meditation of association with Krishna, of her association with Krishna. Right, priya prasthapitam dutam, and then she started imagined it to be a messenger of Krishna. Right, priya prasthapitam dutam kalpayitvedam abravid. Kalpayitvedam means she started imagining like that. So she imagined that honeybee to be a friend of Krishna or a messenger of Krishna and started speaking. So Acharyas explained that this gopi is Srimati Radharani. And what she spoke is there in the next 10 verses. So all these 10 verses describe various intimate feelings or emotions that one undergo in relationship with Krishna. So the 12th verse is about prajalpa, not the prajalpa that we do. So this is a very transcendental prajalpa. Right? All this Radhika Vallabhu will explain later. 13th verse is parijalpa. 14th verse is vijalpa. 15th verse is ujjalpa. 16th verse is sanjalpa. 17th avajalpa. 18th abhijalpa. 19th ajalpa, ajalpa. 20th pratijalpa. 21st sanjalpa. It's there in that. See, these are the various jalpas. So this is a Brahmara Geet that tomorrow you can hear about that. Now 22. So after that, Srimati Radharani's discussion with the gopis, with the bumblebee. What happened? Sukadeva Goswami is continuing. Sri Shuka Uvacha Athodhavo Nisham Yevam Krishna Darshana Lalasaha Santvayam Priya Sandeshair Gopir Idam Abhashata. So, having heard this, now Uddhava is observing all this, all the blames of the gopis and Srimati Radharani's remembrance of Krishna, all that he heard. So, Atha Uddhavo Nisham Yevam Krishna Darshana Lalasaha. He saw such lalasa, eagerness, hankering in all the gopis to see Krishna. Krishna Darshana Lalasaha. Chantvayam Prayasandeshair Gopir Idam Abhasata. To pacify them, he began relating the message of Krishna. Right? Gopir Idam Abhasata. He started speaking to the gopis. Let's see what he speaks. Sri Uddhava Uvacha Aho Yoyam Smapurnartha Bhavatyo Loka Pujita Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasam Mityarpitam Manaha. Someone read.
Uddhava said, certainly you gopis are all successful and are universally worshipped because you have dedicated your minds in this way to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva.
So he's first appreciating, he was amazed by their devotion to Krishna. Aho, aho, indeed. Yuyam sma purnartha. So, you are all successful. Purnartha. All your aspirations have been fulfilled. Bhavatyo loka pujitaha. You are universally worshipable. Right? Whole universe has to come and worship you for the love and affection that you have for Krishna. Vasudeve bhagavati yasam iti arpitam manaha. So like this, in this way you have dedicated your minds and hearts and existence to Krishna. So you are most worshipable. So Uddhava could immediately recognize the glory of their devotion. He was impressed. So because he has never seen or heard this most amazing and outstanding affection for Krishna. So he was very impressed with that. Dānavrata tapo homa japasvadhyaya samyamaihi shreyo bhirvividhaischanyaihi krishne bhaktir hi sadhyate. So dāna, charity, vrata, so many vows, tapa, austerities, homa, sacrifices, japa, is the private chanting of mantras. That's what it's mentioned. Japa. That we do every day. Svadhyaya means study of Vedas. Samyamaihi means following various principles, regulative principles. Shreyobhi, many other auspicious practices. These are the 8 ways. Right? So, vividhaihi cha anyaihi. There are other things also. Krishne bhakti sadhyate. So all these 8 items which I mentioned, they are very auspicious, they are very wonderful, but they cannot in themselves produce bhakti. They don't have the ability to produce bhakti by themselves. But if they are dovetailed in service to Krishna, they can produce. Chakvarti Pada gives a important meaning there. He says, dana means donations given to Krishna or his devotees. Vrata means observing devotional vows, like Ekadashi Vrata. Tapa means renunciation of sense gratification for Krishna's sake. Tapa in connection with Krishna. Homa in tapa connection with Krishna. Japa in connection with Krishna. So all these, when they are done in connection with Krishna, then they will produce bhakti. Otherwise, the activity in itself is an external activity. The intention with which we do that activity will make it internal and devotional and spiritual, like that. 25. Bhagavatyottama shloke bhavatibhir anuttama bhakti pravartita adishtyam muninam vidurlabham. So bhagavatyottama shloke bhavatibhir anuttama. So anuttama means excelled, unexcelled. Anuttama means there is nothing better than this. Uttama is best. Right? Anuttama means there is nothing better than the best. There is nothing better than this best. This is the topmost. It's the bestest. English editor will remove that. Bestest means best of all best. Like that. So bhagavatyuttama shloke. Bhavatibhir anuttama. It is the supreme form of bhakti. Because by following your ragatmika bhakti, in future, raganuga bhakti will spread. Ragatmika means you have internalized that affection and attachment to Krishna. Right? It's innate in you. It's natural for you. And in future, devotees will anuga, will follow that example of the gopis and love Krishna. Ramya kachidupasana vrajavadhur. Mahaprabhu recommends. So one needs to worship Krishna the way gopis have worshipped. So that will become a practice in future. Uddhava is predicting. So this is good fortune of people in general. Right? The power of seeing you and hearing you and hearing about you. Vikriyadetam vrajavadhubir. 10.33. So by seeing all this. Bhakti pravartita dishtya muni namapi durlabha. So great fortune will be established for people. Right? It's an unexcelled standard of pure devotion. Right? Even great sages also cannot attain it. Muninamapi durlabha. Very difficult for even great sages also. So your bhakti consisting of Mahabhava is a nitya siddha. It's an eternally perfected one. It's always innate in you. You have not acquired it from somewhere. Ananya siddham. Krishna's beauty is ananya siddham. And gopi's devotion for Krishna is also nitya siddha. It's eternally perfect. So the term pravartita indicates gopis brought to this world a standard of pure love of God that was previously unknown to the earth. No one else on this planet have exhibited such symptoms of ecstasy and affection for Krishna before the gopis. Right? And in terms of bringing it to practice and exhibiting emotions, Madhavendra Puri has been the first person to exhibit them. So from him, the whole Gaudiya Parampara began. Dishtya putran patin dehan, svajanan bhavananicha, hitva vrinita yuyam yat, krishnakhyam purusham param.
By your great fortune, you have left your sons, husbands, bodily comforts, relatives and homes in favor of the supreme male, who is known as Krishna.
Dishtya putran patin dehan svajanan bhavananicha. You have given up your sons, then husbands, then relatives, homes, palaces, everything you have given up just to meet Krishna. Krishnakhyam purusham param. So Krishna akhyam purusham param. So purusham param, he is the supreme male known as Krishna. Like that. So pati sutanvayat bhratru bandhavat ati vilankhyate achyutagata gati virastavo udgita mohitaha kitava yoshitaha kastya jendishi. They left everything and then went to Krishna, and Krishna gives some moral instruction and says, you go home. Why are you coming there outside in the middle of the night? It's not good. And he said, we left everything and came, and then you are saying us, go back. Where can we go in the middle of the night? We have left everything and came. You have to accept us. Like that. So that point is appreciated by Uddhava here. Right? So gopis gave up their sense of possessiveness towards everything. So pati, sutta, bhratru, bandhava, griha. So all these are very strong possessions. A householder, especially woman living in a house, they are extremely attached and possessive about all these things. Right? They are attached to their husbands, sons, daughters, home, furniture, and all the other household paraphernalia, vehicles, then everything. Such deep bonding is there between all the household paraphernalia and a family man and especially woman. And gopis have given up all that in the middle of the night. They have given up that possessiveness. There is not, hanta, mamata is there, right? I and mine. So that I and mine thing is not there. So I am Krishna's. That is their feeling, right? All other things are not our possessions, they said. History shows that gopis remained in Vrindavan, living in their houses with their families. However, unlike ordinary persons, they entirely renounced the egoistical sense of possession. Basically, that possessiveness is a display of ego. Gopis have transcended that. Right? They never even tried to enjoy them, even in minds. Right? Because their minds are always filled with Krishna. Where is the space in their minds left for any thoughts of personal sense enjoyment? Like that. We are supposed to be enjoyed by Krishna. We hanker for that position of being enjoyed by Krishna. That's what they are constantly thinking about. So where is the question of that? So following the example of gopis, we should love the Supreme Lord with all our heart, soul and might. Follow the example of gopis. The highest aspiration of a Gaudiya Vaishnava is to be able to follow in the footsteps of Krishna and love Krishna. Footsteps of gopis and love Krishna. Like that. That is the highest, topmost aspiration that a Gaudiya Vaishnava can aspire for. So there are so many Vaishnavas. They have their own, you know, role models and aspirations. Our role models are the gopis. But one may question, where am I? I am feeling lusty, greedy and angry and so many other things, possessiveness. Although I left everything and then wore saffron also, but still I am possessive about my whatever little locker I have, whatever small laptop I have, phone, what else Brahmachari might have, some little department. Opinions. I am possessive about my opinions. This is how things have to be done. So much of possessiveness is there. How am I supposed to follow this topmost example of zero possessiveness nature of the gopis? So it's too high. It seems I can't follow. No, we cannot say that. Means our tests are not as much as what the pure devotees are facing. At our level, we need to give up possessiveness to some extent. At their level, they are extremely, there's an extreme degree of not being possessive. And at our level, we can also exhibit not being possessive to a certain degree. Right? For example, at my level, I can lift, say this bottle very easily. Okay, at someone else's level, he may lift 10 bottles together easily. At someone else's level, he may lift 100 bottles easily. Right? But everyone has some ability to lift the bottle. Right? If it is so, same thing happens by all these qualities also. त्रणादपि सुनीचेन थरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदाहरि. दिस इज लाइक टू मच. त्रणादपि सुनीचेन, आई हैव टू बी मोर हम्बलर देन ब्लेड ऑफ ग्रास, आई हैव टू बी टॉलरेंट देन ए ट्री. इट्स लाइक सच ए हाई एग्जाम्पल. नो, यू एग्जिबिट टॉलरेंस एंड ह्यूमिलिटी एट योर लेवल, राइट? फॉर एग्जाम्पल, यू टोल्ड समवन टू मेक ए प्लेट, यू आर कमिंग लेट, यू वेंट सम फॉर सम प्रोग्राम और सम अदर सर्विस एंड समवन, you requested someone to make a plate, right? By the time you came back, he didn't make plate. When you asked him, I forgot. Then you have to tolerate that hunger. That much tolerance you can exhibit. Immediately we may lose temper and then shout on that person, you are not personal, you are impersonal, how can you be like this, how can you be like that, right? I'm suffering with hunger, right? So at least to that extent we can exhibit tolerance. So at every level, at every stage of a sadhaka, one can exhibit Vaishnava qualities to a certain degree. To the best possible extent, we should exhibit those qualities, right? And make a constant endeavor to increase the magnitude of that, right? If we have the attitude, magnitude will automatically manifest. Ultimately, Krishna will see the attitude and not the magnitude of the service that we are doing or of the qualities that we are exhibiting. But once we have the attitude, that is sufficient reason to increase the magnitude. We will be able to exhibit these Vaishnava qualities to a better degree if we have the intention to exhibit them. If there is no intention only, I need to improve, I need to work on my tolerance levels, I need to tolerate more, I need to take more responsibility, I need to sacrifice more, I need to be little more selfless, I need to be little less outspoken, I need to exhibit less anger, I need to minimize my lust, I need to minimize my greed, I need to increase my surrender, I need to increase my submissiveness, I need to be less possessive, I need to be more submissive. So all these aspirations one should have, and one should constantly try to increase the positivity in his personality and decrease the negativity in his personality. Once that endeavor is there, anugraha will come. And we will be able to exhibit them to a better degree. At our level, we try to follow the gopis. Right? Following the example of gopis, we should love the Supreme Lord with all our heart, soul and might. You may not exhibit Ashtasattvic Vikara today, but to whatever extent you can, you try to love Krishna. So after that capacity will increase after time, after some time, after some years or some decades or some lifetimes it may come, or after some kalpas it may come, after undergoing the prakritika pralaya for maybe some, after a few million times it may come. Who knows? It's not in our hands. But endeavor should not stop, right? Attempt should not stop. So forget about the result, like that. So real renunciation is false ego, Prabhupada writes. So one may live in a forest, one may live in a palace. So just by changing one's residential place from palace to forest, you cannot call him a renunciant. Right? Forest doesn't belong to you. Palace also doesn't belong to you. Where is the question of your renunciation? If you have something and if you give it up, then that is called renunciation. And what do you have? You have only one thing. Free will. False ego. With that free will, you are manifesting the false ego. So give up that false ego. Give up that possessive mentality. So that is real renunciation. Renunciation means renunciation of false ego. Giving up all the material objects is not the... Giving up possessions is not false ego. Giving up possessiveness is... giving up possessions is not renunciation. Giving up possessiveness is renunciation. That possessiveness means false ego. Getting right? You may possess 100 things, but you don't have the possessiveness of that. I am holding this, but I don't have any attachment to this. Because it is helping me in my service to Krishna, I am keeping this. Once if it is not helping me in my service to Krishna, I have no relationship with this. So my focus is more on service than the object that I am holding. So that possessions can be 1,000. But possessiveness has to be zero. Right? The more you endeavor to make your possessiveness zero, the more renounced you are becoming. Like that. So, I have only 10 things. He has 100 things. I am more renounced than him. Not like that. You are attached to your 10 things and he is not attached to his 100 things. He is a better renunciant than you. Like that. So, here gopis have given a possessiveness towards everything. So, one needs to follow. That's what the acharyas are saying here. So, we need to follow at our level. So, by saying that it is beyond my level, we are just postponing surrender. I will not surrender today. I will surrender later. Because today I am not in a position to surrender. Right? No, you are in a position to surrender to a certain extent. Surrender to that extent. Then increase that quality of surrender slowly. Like that. So don't say that you have no ability to surrender only. Surrender or whatever, exhibit Vaishnava qualities or be humble or no possessiveness, etc. All these qualities you can exhibit to a certain extent, exhibit to that extent. At least to that extent. Right? Next, 27. Sarvatma bhavo dhikrito bhavatina madhokshaje virahena mahabhagam mahan me anugraha kritaha.
You have rightfully claimed the privilege of unalloyed love for the transcendental Lord, O most glorious gopis. Indeed, by exhibiting your love for Krishna in separation from him, you have shown me great mercy.
So, sarvatma bhavo adhikrito. Okay. So, sarvatma bhavo means you have wholehearted love. Other meanings are also there. Right? Sarvatma bhava means you have all bhavas towards Krishna. And sarva atma. Atma is all pervasive. So everyone can have some bhava. So sarvatma bhavo adhikrito. Adhikrito means you have got the adhikar. Because you loved Krishna so much, you got the adhikar. Right? Bhavati nam adhokshaje. Virahena mahabhagaha mahan me anugraha. Because you are the most authorized people to exhibit such intense unalloyed love for Krishna, you have done a great favor for me. And why? They are loving Krishna and then Uddhava is saying that you have done a great favor for me. How is this so? How come Uddhava becomes fortunate when gopis exhibit their love for Krishna? Right? So, here acharyas explain that if you have not experienced such intense separation from Krishna, Krishna would not have sent me to you with this love letter. And if I had not come to Vrindavan to read what is there in this letter, I would not have seen such a wonderful exhibition of your love for Krishna. So, because you have such love for Krishna, that has become auspicious for me. I have become fortunate. So the very fact that I am able to see your wonderful exhibition of devotion to Krishna, that itself is my fortune. I am inspired to intensify my connection with Krishna. That is my fortune. So just by practicing devotional service, one is benefiting the entire world. Right? How is my practice benefiting anyone? One should not have that kind of questions. You just focus on your devotional service, that will benefit someone. Like that. Gopis are focusing on their devotional service. They have nothing to do with Uddhava till now. The first time they are meeting. And Uddhava says, that is auspicious for me. Your devotion is auspicious for me. Right? So when somebody is exhibiting such wonderful sincerity in the service that he is rendering, that will inspire someone or the other in the creation. That may not be even known to you also. Just by doing this simple service, you don't even know who all are getting inspired. Right? Somebody is just doing some simple service of plucking flowers. Right? And some, you know, hi-fi personality comes. You know, some boss of some big company or some great educationalist or a minister or someone where just to have a look. He will come and see. And now you see some other PR person, PR department person is taking him around. And this person is seeing, person who is plucking flowers or doing some jhadu in Vrindavan forest. He may say, he is doing such a important service. I am doing such an insignificant service. He is dealing with such big people, right? Celebrities. And he is catering to the needs of them. He is interacting with them, right? He is taking our institution to a different level. So one may have appreciation for the other person's magnitude of service, right? And may not have sufficient appreciation for the simple activity that he is doing. And that discontent in one's heart in doing some low profile, apparently low profile activity, could transform as envy towards someone who is doing an apparently high profile activity. But what is important for Krishna is with what attitude you are doing that service, whichever service you are doing. But for that guest, probably your service is more inspiring than the person who is taking him around. Right? So because of this person's, the person who is doing menial service, that person's material outlook of things in devotional realm, he is thinking that the other devotee is doing a better service than me. But the new person, the celebrity, whoever has come, he may be impressed more by your service than the person taking him around. Oh, that person, what is he doing? He's a doctor, MBBS. Oh, he's doing jhadu there. He's plucking flowers there, such a simple thing. He may get impressed. Right? That may be of better inspiration. That may not be known to you only. And out of your material outlook, you may be thinking that I am giving this menial service. And so and so person is doing a more charismatic and romantic service. Right? Privileged service. So one needs to cultivate that content of heart. Right? If there is discontent in the heart, in whatever activity we are doing, that will just burst out one day like a volcano. Right? So one needs to do that. So just by doing some simple, gopis, they are not doing any glamorous service. They are just making some cow dung paddies, okay, and then putting on the wall. They are putting some rangoli. They are milking cows, making butter, churning buttermilk. That's all they are doing. You don't see any other big activities that gopis are doing. Simple service. And who is getting inspired? So one of the most important ministers in Yadu dynasty is getting inspired. It's my great privilege to be able to see your devotion, my dear gopis. I want to become a creeper in Vrindavan so that you can put your lotus feet upon my head. That's what he says towards the end of the chapter. Right? So just, once Radhananda Maharaj said that that hankering for appreciation and hankering for attention, public attention, is a proof that one has not tasted Krishna Katha. If one has tasted Krishna Katha and if one has inner fulfillment in hearing the glories of Krishna, he will not have so much enthusiasm to hear his own glories by the outside world. So people exhibit such eagerness to hear their own glories. That is mainly because they have not tasted the sweetness of Krishna's glories. That's why they still hold in their hearts that hankering to be glorified by others. That hankering to glorify, to receive glorification is coming from not having a hankering to hear Krishna's glories. Right? Like that. So gopis, their hearts are filled with eagerness to glorify Krishna and serve Krishna. Right? They are not wanting any fans for them. Uddhava is becoming their fan and it doesn't have any effect upon the gopis. Oh, you have become our fan. We have become so great. That thought never even creep into their mind. They are just overwhelmed with their own feelings towards Krishna. So the gopis showed not only Uddhava but the whole world the joy of love of Godhead, and thus they bestowed their mercy on everyone. It's not that only Uddhava is fortunate. We are fortunate to be able to hear about the gopis. just by doing their simple devotional service to Krishna, they inspire the entire creation. And they may not be aware of who is there in the creation also. Entire creation may not know who are these people, simple girls. And the entire creation is hankering for their death. Like that. So according to Jiva Goswami, because their loving devotion was executed in an appropriate way, their love brought the Supreme Lord under their control. Still, to show the intensity of their love, he apparently left them. To show the intensity of their love. That will come in the letter also. But now he again manifested himself among them, becoming spiritually present through their intense devotion. Next.
Shruyatam priyasandesho
bhavatinam
sukhavaha
yam adayagato bhadra aham bhartu rahaskaraha.
My good ladies, now please hear your beloved's message, which I, the confidential servant of my master, have come here to bring you.
So, now Uddhava felt, what is the use of praising you and me? Right? So, we are just exchanging some pleasantries only. So, I came here to pacify you. Let me open Krishna's letter. Right? The main business. So, he just remembered. So, and they also might say, do you have any message to pacify our sorrow? So, he started opening. Aham bhartu rahaskaraha. The rarest position of Uddhava is seen. Krishna gave such a confidential letter that he has written for the gopis to Uddhava. That shows how confidential servant Uddhava is. Right? So, now Uddhava says, I cannot understand what Krishna wrote, but I will read it out to you. Probably you can understand. That shows the confidential message can be understood by the gopis. Although it is coming through Uddhava's hands, it's more understandable by the gopis than... It's like Mohini Murti. Now, whatever verses that we are reading now, next, 10-12 verses, we can refer this. There is an internal meaning and there is an external meaning. Apparently, Krishna is speaking jnana. Jnana. Some philosophy. Some knowledge about creation, this and that. But it is not so. Internally, Krishna is exhibiting his deepest love and affection that he carries in his heart towards the gopis. Right? So that's what is happening. So, just like Mohini Murti, Bhagavatam is like Mohini Murti, right? So it has like to reveal two functions. In relation to, she has to do two functions in relation to demons and demigods. Hiding nectar and distributing nectar. Two things, two opposite things. Same thing. Here also, from 29th verse onwards, you will see Krishna's message to the gopis, where the purpose is to reveal the inaccessible, you cannot estimate, right, such strength of prema to the most intelligent people. So most intelligent people will understand the real meaning of this letter. And also to cover the glories of prema from the dull-minded people. Those who are just apparently reading these verses, they will not get the real meaning. But one who is intelligent, devotee, he can understand the deeper meaning. Such a person will appreciate the position of gopis more. So for all this, there is an external meaning and meaning for the gopis, meaning intended for the gopis. So both I have mentioned in this chart, in this table. Okay, now we'll read.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha
Bhavatinam Vyogomim Nahi Sarvatmana Kvachit
Yatha
Bhutani Bhuteshu Kham Vayvagnir Jalam Mahi Tathaham Chamana Pragna Bhutendriya Gunashrayaha.
One minute. I think we'll take a break and begin this. That's better. Hare Krishna.
श्री भगवान उवाच भवतीनां वियोगयो मे नहि सर्वात्मना क्वचित् यथा भूतानि भूतेषु खं वायवग्निर्जलं मही तथाहं च मनः प्राणं भूतेन्द्रियगुणाश्रयः.
Supreme Lord said, "You are never actually separated from me, for I am the soul of all creation. Just as the elements of nature, ether, air, fire, water and earth are present in every created thing, so I am present within everyone's mind, life, air and senses, and also within the physical elements and the modes of material nature."
So now in this, all these verses from the message of Krishna to the gopis, Krishna wants to emphasize that you are lamenting so much that we are separated, but actually there is no separation between us. That's the main theme. But however much Krishna wants to convey this theme, gopis cannot be pacified. Right? You may present so many logics and other things to convince us that there is no factual separation. But till you promise that we will have union again, till that time we can't be pacified. So Krishna promises that also. That's the intention, that's the flow of this message. So he says in this verse, "I am all pervading throughout the creation." Right, I am the soul of the creation. There are elements, ether, fire, air, water, earth, etc. So, Krishna is present in every created thing. Krishna is present in every atom. Right? So, Krishna is just giving some jnana here. So, what is the internal meaning for this verse? Just like I am present in every element of this universe, similarly, I am present right in your hearts. I am always there in your hearts. How can you think that I am separated from you? I am right there in your hearts. You are always remembering me. You are always worshipping me. You are always doing various services for my pleasure. I am right there in your hearts. So, I am never separated from your hearts. So, Krishna's expansion may be present in all the elements of the universe, but Krishna's direct spiritual form is right in the hearts of all the gopis. Right? So that is being mentioned here. So, the Supreme Lord was secretly telling the gopis that he, by way of reciprocating their special love for him, was present with them, not only as the soul of all creation, but also as their special lover. I am not present within you in a generic way. Right? Krishna is there in as super soul in everybody's heart, similarly gopis hearts also. No. As a special lover, he gives a special attention. It's not a generic way. Right? So in the sense of the verse, the word guna indicates gopi's special divine love or qualities. So why Krishna has a special attention? You can just see the various elements of this verse. Bhavatinam yoga me nahi sarvatmana kochit. Next. Yatha bhutani bhuteshu kham vayu agnir jalam mahi. So all these are there, right? So having taken shelter of your minds, life airs, senses, qualities, words, etc. of you who constantly meditate upon me with love, I appear in my wonderful form in your hearts. So all this kham vayu jalam agni, they are all the various elements in the gopis' bodies, apparently. So Krishna is meaning actually I am there throughout your existence. By say Krishna is apparently saying that I am there in the entire material existence. But here the meaning, internal meaning for gopis is I am there throughout your existence. I am all pervading in your thoughts, your minds, your actions, your words, everything. Your qualities. Tataham cha maya manah prana bhuta indriya guna ashrayah. I have taken ashraya of your qualities. Your qualities are my shelter. The quality of your love is my shelter. So, now, the reason Lord Krishna separated himself from the gopis was to intensify their love for him. And as Uddhava noted, to bless other devotees by revealing to other devotees the intensity of gopis' love. How much gopis are weeping in front of Uddhava by seeing that others will understand how much they love Krishna. So Krishna wanted to intensify gopis' love and Krishna wanted to reveal their love to other people. So that is the reason why Krishna separated himself from the gopis. So the last paragraph is very important. In truth, the gopis are most exalted liberated souls and their pastimes with Krishna must be understood with the help of authorized acharyas. When the gopis came for rasa dance, what did Krishna do? He taught them karma yoga, the moral course. You go back, you should do good, you should not come out like this. So by trying to give them the teachings of karma yoga, Krishna tried to pacify them. And now Krishna, after he left Vrindavan, he sent a message which has jnana yoga. So by trying to teach the gopis jnana yoga, Krishna is trying to pacify them. But neither karma yoga nor jnana yoga can pacify the gopis. Right? That's what Krishna has internal meaning. Although Krishna was giving moral codes there, Krishna is indicating that you are beyond all these moral codes in the rasa dance episode. Although Krishna is giving jnana here, he says that is not jnana. That's my intimate, deep message from my heart to your heart. Right? I'm there in your heart. That is my message. 30th verse.
Atmanyevatmanatmanam.
Srijehanmyuv anu palaye. Atmamaya anubhavena. Bhutendre gunatmana.
By myself I create, sustain and withdraw myself within myself by the power of my personal energy, which comprises the material elements, the senses and the modes of nature.
So, this verse explains the oneness between the Lord and creation. So, previous verse, Lord's all-pervading nature throughout the creation. Right, that is external meaning. Here, the oneness between the Lord and His creation. So, I only create, sustain and withdraw by my Shakti. So, for creation, that comprises of material elements, like that. So, He Himself is orchestrating the whole thing, same energy. So, in that sense, there is no duality between Him and the creation. Since the creation is an extension of His being, so this oneness is emphasized in this verse, like that. So now, the meaning for the gopis is, by my yoga maya, I only appear in your minds, and that means creation, and stay there, that means maintenance, and disappear to have different pastimes. That is annihilation. So creation, maintenance and annihilation in relation to the gopis is, Krishna enters their minds, stays there, and sometimes disappears from there to have other pastimes, so that they can have feelings of separation, like that. So, and Krishna appears in the spiritual form, not material form. So Jiva Goswami and all the other acharyas give some elaborate explanation on this verse. By the influence of my compassion for you and your compassion for me, the external perception of separation has to be disregarded. Right? So we don't have to be bothered so much about separation. Why are you so overwhelmed with the separation that is caused between you and me? I'm always with you. Why don't you understand this? I'm right in your hearts. I'm staying in your hearts. Right? I'm maintaining you by staying in your hearts. And I'm intensifying your heart's love for me by coming out. Right? By going out of Vrindavan. Like that. 31.
Atmagnanamaya
shuddho. Vyatirikto gunanvaya.
Sushupti swapna
jagradbhir.
Maya vritti bhiriyate.
Being composed of pure consciousness or knowledge, the soul is distinct from everything material and is uninvolved in the entanglements of the modes of nature. We can perceive the soul through the three functions of material nature, known as wakefulness, sleep and deep sleep.
So now the external meaning is the soul is pure and the super soul is also pure. So they are free from material contamination and that can be perceived in the soul, can be perceived in three: Jagrati, Swapna and Sushupti. Sushupti, Swapna, Jagrat, Bhir, Maya, Vritti, Bhiriyate. They are all three various stages, right? Although they can be in three stages, they can never be contaminated, right? So, what is the meaning for the gopis? I, Atma, so here Atma refers to I. Atma, Jnanamaya, Shuddho. I being full of knowledge, Jnanamaya, Shuddha, pure. What is this pure means? All the gopis were worrying that Krishna has been associating with us in Vrindavan, and when he goes to Mathura, he will associate with Mathura ladies and he will become contaminated there. Right? He cannot remain pure. He will pure in the association of gopis. He will have relationship with so many other gopis. So even in Mathura also, I am not contaminated by the women of Mathura. Contamination basically means by associating with women of Mathura, I will never forget you. I am always there with you. That you can perceive me in three stages like that. Although I stay in Mathura, I remain uncontaminated by the association of women there. Right? Because I am also saddened by the sorrow of your separation. Right? How can I get pleasure from other women? We have discussed this elaborately in our Krishna's entrance to Mathura. Krishna secretly was weeping within because of his separation from the gopis. And when he entered Mathura, he was constantly looking for faces similar to the gopis. Right? Internally, he was always thinking about the gopis like that. Thus, I remain separate from them. For I continue to dwell on your qualities such as beauty and sweetness. So, guna anvayaha. That means, I remain separate from the Mathura ladies because I am remembering your qualities. Similarly, I can be perceived by you in your mental faculties during sleep, dreaming and waking states. Jagra, Swapna, Sushupti. These three are applicable to the soul here. But in relation to the gopis, gopis can perceive Krishna in all these three stages. Right? In their deep sleep, they can see the general form of Krishna within their hearts. In their dreams, they can see a particular form of Krishna and his qualities. And in wake-up state, they can directly meet with Krishna and have exchanges with him and pastimes with him. In all stages of gopis, Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti, they can have pastimes with Krishna. They can be in touch with Krishna. There is no factual separation. Like that. Don't think that I am getting deviated because of going to Mathura. Okay.
Yerendriyarthan dhyayeta mrishaswapna vaduthita tannirun dhyat indriyani vinidra pratyapadyata.
As a person just arisen from sleep may continue to meditate on a dream even though it is illusory. So by the agency of the mind, one meditates on the sense objects which the senses can then obtain. Therefore, one should become fully alert and bring the mind under control.
So in this verse, Krishna is emphasizing on the need for mind control. Mind should be restrained from illusory objects. Mind should not be allowed to go like that. Jnana, outside thing. But the inside meaning is, your enjoyment with me is not false. Why are you so overwhelmed by external separation? Right? So, here it says, the soul that is Vinidra, free from the dreamlike condition of material consciousness, is restored to its constitutional position as eternal servitor of Lord. And thus the soul is directly perceived by pure consciousness. So for that one needs to control mind on an external level. So now, for the gopis, Krishna would say, for a person after waking up, so after waking up, a person like you rejects the mind which dwells on sense objects, right? So though I gave you all sorts of enjoyment, you, blinded by attraction, pained by separation, losing all discretion, consider all that enjoyment false. So what Krishna means is, a person is sleeping, and after getting up, he tries to discard all the experiences which he had in the dream. In the dream, he has become a king or a beggar or whatever. He had so many other things. So now, in the wake-up state, he tries to control the mind from going on those objects, temporary objects that he has seen in the dream. He tries to control his mind from that and focus on the reality. Now, my dear gopis, you have had a lot of exchanges with me in the last, when my stay in Vrindavan. Don't think that it is dream. Just like an ordinary person, he discards the dream as illusory and tries to control his mind from going there. You should not do like that. Whatever has happened between you and me is not a dream. That is permanent. So you need not think that it is a dreamy thing or illusory thing. Like that. Right? So whatever enjoyments I have given you, don't lose discretion and consider that those enjoyments are false. So it's like a dream. He just enjoyed for a while and then he left. Or was that a dream? So like that. Don't think like that. That is a permanent exchange between us. So in this prakriti manifestation, separation takes place. It is impossible for us to give up external vision. You do not return. How will we pass our time? They ask. As long as I do not return, control your minds. Right? He then speaks this verse. Right? So, now, there's a connection between their mind control. So far, Krishna was explaining that don't think that whatever we have enjoyed is like a dream and we have to neglect it. Right? And now, there is a separation between you and me. So, till that time, don't lose your mind control, right? And don't give up your hopes and don't lose your sense of intelligence and all. Be hopeful that we'll reunite again. Right? So that's what he is saying. 32. So by your enjoyment with me, your enjoyment with me is not false like a dream. So why are you so overwhelmed by external separation? 33. Etadantah samamnayo yogasankhyam manishinam tyagastapodamasatyam samudranta ivapagaha.
According to intelligent authorities, this is the ultimate conclusion of all the Vedas.
This means whatever is mentioned in 32 verse.
As well as all practice of yoga, sankhya, renunciation, austerity, sense control and truthfulness, just as the sea is the ultimate destination of all rivers.
So, now if you see the external meaning flow, Krishna mentioned about sense control in 32nd verse. In 33rd verse he is saying that mind, not sense control, mind control. He said about mind control in 32 verse. In 33 verse he is saying that mind control is the ultimate conclusion of all processes, sankhya or whatever, Vedic study and other things. All these processes say that you have to control your mind, right? So, now, what Krishna means for gopis is, control your mind from the thoughts that your association with me is false. Right? Now, apply that mind control to understand that whatever exchanges we had were not false. Control your mind. Now they all have become false. We lost this association. Control your mind. Your mind is getting diverted. We are together. Understand this. Like that. That is the essence of all processes. Right? By all means, you need to understand that our association was not false. It's not temporary. It has not ended. it is permanent, right? We are still together, right? Don't be overwhelmed by this external separation. We are together, right? That's what he says. So control your mind from the thoughts of your association with me as false. Now, in the 33rd verse, see how the meaning of gopis is there. Just as by control of the mind one can pass over the material ocean, so you can pass over the ocean of this separation, pain of this separation from me by mind control. That is because the uncontrolled mind makes you think that your association with me was false. You are thinking that your association with me is false because of your uncontrolled mind. That's why you are in this ocean of separation. How do you come out of the ocean of separation? By thinking that we are still together. Right? 34th verse.
Yatvaham bhavati nam vai manasasannikarshartham.
Sir, dure varte priyo disham
manasasannikarshartham
madanudhyana kamyaya.
But the actual reason why I, the beloved object of your sight, have stayed far away from you is that I wanted to intensify your meditation upon me and thus draw your minds closer to me.
So 34 to 35, that shows Krishna's whimsical behavior. Okay. He has personally assumed that without consulting the gopis, I want to intensify your meditation, that's why I came out. Like that. Let's see more. So apparently what Krishna is saying is, I am staying far to intensify your meditation on me. But internally what he is thinking is, just close your eyes. Right? I am far from your mind. Apparently I am out of sight. Then close, I'm close to the mind. Right? I desire that you remain close in my mind. Right? So apparently I'm out of your sight, but I'm close to your mind. Right? I want to remain close to your mind than being close to your eyes. Something that which is close to our eyes is far from our heart. It could be. And mind. And conversely, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You see, Bharat Maharaj is there. When he was with deer, he was having certain feelings. But when the deer went out, that feelings got intensified. That's in a different kind of separation. So although one may close his eyes and then he may think of something, but actually he's not, he may not be completely thinking of that only, right? Although something which is very close to eyes also could be far away from mind, right? So what is close to the eyes could be far from the mind. What is out of sight could be very dearer to the mind. So that's what he says. So I desire to remain close to your mind. That's why I have increased our physical separation, distance.
Okay.
So same thing happened in Rasalila also. So in the midst, Krishna disappears. Gopis were in intense separation. Kaliya also, by not releasing himself from the coils of Kaliya, he kept them in intense separation, right? Anxiety. That's how they became more connected with Krishna, like that. So that is like closeness in farness. 35.
Yathadurachare preshte mana avishya vartate strinam chana tatha chetah sannigrishte kshigochare.
When her lover is far away, a woman thinks of him more than when he is present before her.
So 34 and 35 both are connected in the sense that I have gone far away to intensify your love, He gives an example. When the lover goes away, a woman thinks of him more than when he is directly present. Right? So, similarly, I want you to have greater love for me now than earlier. Right? So, that is my intention. Krishna says, 36.
Mayyaveshavana
Krishnam.
Vimuktasesha vrittiyat.
Anusmarantyo mam nityam. Achiran mam upaishyatha.
Because your minds are totally absorbed in me and free from all other engagements, you remember me always, and so you will very soon have me again in your presence.
So here Krishna uses the word me three times. Means they are having attachment only to Krishna's form and nothing else. Right? So in the 36th verse he says, as you are always thinking of me, you will soon attain my personal presence. Because 34 and 35 are only presenting, there's a lot of discussion between gopis and Krishna, gopis and Uddhava. I didn't mention all of that. So why 34 and 35 are called Krishna's vimsi? Assumed that by going far away from our eyesight, he is increasing our devotion. What does he think? If he goes away, that will increase our devotion? What is his opinion? We feel separation from him within an eye blink, although he is right in front of us. But if he goes away permanently or whatever, for a longer time, we will die only. That he doesn't understand. Whimsically, he has concluded that I want to increase your devotion by being away from you, like that. So that way, it's considered Krishna's whimsy. So maybe we can read slightly. So gopis told Uddhava that, Uddhava, that message also you should keep in the treasure box of your heart. So this they didn't like. Though now Krishna is enjoying with the women of Mathura, sometime in future he will be far from their eyes also. Same logic he will apply to Mathura ladies, and then he will go from them also. At that time, you can give this message to them. Right now you are giving this message to us. Later when Krishna leaves Mathura ladies, then you give. So at that time, but right now this message is unacceptable in Vrindavan. Previously, even when Krishna was present in Vraja and visible to our eyes, and then was absent at a moment, that moment was like 100 yugas for us, 1000 yugas for us. For such a people, he can't just make this statement and then play safe. To increase your devotion, I went away from you. Do we accept this statement or what? What do you think about us? We are in a different level, right? You can give it to someone else. So Krishna keeps playing like this. Previously, even when Krishna was present in Vraja, we felt such separation. During that period of separation, appearing like one yuga, the gopis would have brought Krishna near within their mind thousands and thousands of times. In one moment of separation, they feel that as thousands of yugas. And within that thousands of yugas, they could unite with Krishna with their remembrance millions of times. That is the intensity at which they are operating. And now you are causing a permanent separation. Right? I mean, longer separation. When the gopis spoke irreverently in this way, Uddhava replied, "Oh woman, if this message does not appeal to you, then hear another message. I have the next verse. Please wait for a while." Then, in 36th verse, he says, "Because your minds are totally absorbed in me and free from all other engagement, you remember me always, and so you will soon have me by personal presence." So then gopis get little pacified. So I want to increase your devotion, that's why I went away, that's not palatable to them. I will come back again, that is more palatable to them. So 36th verse. Again he distributed Krishna's words. "As you have completely rejected objects like husband, house, etc. to concentrate upon me, because of this, you will very soon attain my personal presence." Like that. So Krishna thought, If the gopis consider this manifestation with respect, they will still not be enthusiastic to control their minds and meditate upon it. Aprakata manifestation. I will have to create a solution in prakata manifestation. My vimsi should be destroyed after some time by their insistence. Krishna himself says it is my vimsi. So if this is so, you will again show your vimsi and leave. Then he says, this is eternal. I have done this impulsively and I will not do it again. Now, gopis might question him that, oh, now you are saying that to increase our remembrance you went away and later you promised that I will, very soon you will get my presence. After coming back, again you may do this for us. Getting right? After coming back, now Krishna in the 36th verse, he promised that I will come back again, don't worry. I am coming. Okay, I cannot just say that I have gone away to increase your remembrance, but I will come. But after coming back, again you will say that, you will go and then say that I want to increase your devotion. But Krishna promises that, no, that is permanent. Once I come back, I will not leave you. Right? I am permanently with you. So, yamaya kridita ratriyam vanesmin vraja asthitah alabdha rasa kalyanyo mapurmadvirya chintaya.
Though some gopis had to remain in the coward village and so could not join the rasa dance to sport with me at night in the forest, they were nonetheless fortunate. Indeed, they attain me by thinking of my potent pastimes.
So, why Krishna is saying this here is that some gopis, they could not join Rasalila, but they attained me because of their remembrance. They gave up their bodies also at their home, but after giving up their bodies, they attained me. Similarly, now you may want to die, gopis. Although they wanted to die, they lived by thinking of my pastimes and they joined rasa dance on some other day. There are some gopis who did not give up their bodies. They were thinking of Krishna and later they attained Krishna in a next rasa dance. Right, that happens right, regularly. So some gopis gave up their bodies and attained me. But there are other gopis who did not give up their bodies. They patiently waited and then later they attained me. Right? So please be rest assured that we will have personal association again till that time gopis are not pacified. Right. So this is the message of Krishna to the gopis. Okay, so now it is true and there are some gopis who are actually present there their case only Krishna is presenting. There were some gopis who could not enter the Ras Lila because of their relative stopping. And they got opportunity in the next Ras Lila. So those gopis were also present with Uddhava. They confirmed, yeah, correct. Krishna, what he says is correct. And then all others are also pacified. So this is the meaning of Krishna's letter to the gopis. So I would recommend you can read 34th purport of Chakravarti Pad and Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. You can read all purports, definitely. But I didn't discuss 34, it's a little elaborate. Okay. 38. Sri Shuka Uvacha
Evam
Priyatamadishtam Akarnya Vraja Yoshitaha Taucurudhavam Pritaha Tatsandesha Gata Smritihi.
Shukdev Goswami said, the women of Vraja were pleased to hear this message from their dearmost Krishna. His words having revived their memory, they addressed Uddhava as follows.
So these words revived their memory, means these gopis who got opportunity to enter residence again, although they lost chance once. So those gopis, their memory got revived. And they spoke to Uddhava. गोप्या उचुहु. These gopis, na, they wanted to die because their desires were not fulfilled. But still, they remained alive because of that patience that they exhibited and that anticipation to unite with Krishna again, they got the chance. So, Krishna is basically encouraging them, don't lose your patience, like that. So, 38th verse, Krishna's intention is mentioned. It is not possible for me to come at this time. Please understand. By obtaining consolation through the message, first my promise to return will be maintained. The solution, however, is not that I will come in the distant future. So I will come very soon, like that. The final meaning of the message should be an arrangement where I am with the gopis eternally in the pastimes of Raja. So ultimately, Krishna has to make an arrangement where he is eternally with the gopis. Till that time, gopis cannot be pacified. Now they are temporarily pacified. Gopya uchuhu.
Dishtya hito hata kamso.
Yadunam sanu gograha krut.
Dishtya patir labdha svarthaihi. Kushalyaste chyuto dhunam.
The gopis said, it is very good that Kamsa, the enemy and persecutors of the Yadus, has now been killed along with his followers. And it is also very good that Lord Achyut is living happily in the company of his well-wishing friends and relatives, whose every desire is now fulfilled.
Now they are again speaking how Krishna killed enemies and now is he happily living with the relatives. Right? They ask like that. 40th.
Kachit gadagraja saumya
karoti purayoshitam
pritimna snigdha sarvida
hasodare kshanarchitah.
Mental Uddhava is the elder brother of Gada, now bestowing on the city women the pleasure that actually belongs to us. We suppose those ladies worship him with generous glances, full of affectionate, shy smiles.
So, now the last verse, the gopis who were stopped by their relatives not to enter rasa dance, and later they got opportunity, they spoke. And now the other gopis who were not stopped, they are speaking in 40, with some bitterness. Right? Is he giving pleasure to the city woman? That's how they are saying. That whatever pleasure that Krishna is giving to the city women, that actually belongs to us. And he's giving it to them. So we worshipped him with our shy glances and smiles, etc. So that's our fortune. They were saying like that. So Gadagraja, you know, Krishna is the elder brother of Gada, who was the son of Devarakshita. Vasudev's another wife. Like that. 41.
Katham prati veshitagnaha
priyascha purayoshitam
nanubadhyete tadvakyair
vibhramaischa anubhajitah.
Sri Krishna is expert in all kinds of conjugal affairs and is the darling of the city woman. How can he not become entangled now that he is constantly adored by their enchanting words and gestures?
So when some gopis said that, oh, is he giving pleasure to the city women? Other gopis are saying, why can't he give pleasure to the city women? Oh, foolish man, you women, you are asking a useless question. It's obvious that Krishna is enjoying with the city women. So that's what the other says. Of course, that's what they say. Other gopis. And there are other gopis who were not stopped. And these people are other gopis. Some other set. Third set, whatever. And there are different ways of categorization, but some other people, they said. Probably a subset of the second set only. 42.
Apismaratinasadho
Govinda prastute kvachit
Goshtimadhye
purastrinam
ग्राम्यास्वैर कथांतरे।
ओ सेंटली वन, डज गोविंद एवर रिमेंबर अस ड्यूरिंग हिज कन्वर्सेशन विद द सिटी वुमन? डज ही एवर मेंशन अस विलेज गर्ल्स एज ही फ्रीली टॉक्स विद देम?
सो डज ही एवर रिमेंबर अस कन्वर्सेशन, सो दैट इज देयर पॉइंट. सो इन द परपोर्ट it's mentioned the gopis were so completely in love with Krishna without selfish motive that even in their great disappointment they never considered giving their love to another. So now Krishna disappointed them, okay, let me have some other object of love. No, does he remember us? So they want Krishna only. Does he ever mention us village girls as he freely talks with them? So does he speak about us? That's what they're asking. So indeed, we are most insignificant women in the world and have been rejected after having been enjoyed. Still, do we sometimes enter into his memory on account of some good quality of ours, or even because of something we did wrong? Either remembering our good deeds or bad deeds, somehow or the other, yanakena prakarena, will Krishna remember us? Mana gopi niveshayat, will that happen for Krishna? Like that is their question. Next, does he remember Rasalila? 43rd verse they are questioning.
Ta kim nishasmarati yasu tada priyabhir vrindavane kumuda kunda shashankaram ye रेमे क्वणचरण नूपुर रास गोष्ट्याम अस्माभिरीडित मनोग्न कथ कदाचित.
Does he recall those nights in the Vrindavan forest, lovely with lotus, jasmine and the bright moon? As we glorified his charming pastimes, he enjoyed with us, his beloved girlfriends, in the circle of rasa dance, which resounded with the music of ankle bells.
So while speaking this, some gopi started crying. So we remembering that intimate exchanges with Krishna, all the gopis just started crying. Nowhere else in the universe could one find such a charming scene as the Vrindavan forest, which was scented with pious flowers and illumined by the full moon's light, reflected from the serene waves of sacred Yamuna. So all the gopis, they remembered all those intimate exchanges.
Ta kim nishaha smarati. Ta kim nishaha smarati. Does he remember that night? Right. Yasu tada priyabhir vrindavane kumuda kunda shashankaramye.
In the beautiful ambience of Vrindavan forest, we had such intimate exchanges. Does he remember that night? Sarat Purnima night.
Reme kwana charana nupara rasa goshtyam.
While he's dancing with all the gopis, the ankle bells were jingling and then producing such sweet sound.
Asma bhiridita manogna katha kadachid.
Ever will he ever remember those manogna katha, charming events? Does he remember? If Krishna has such women as gopis in Mathura, Now, actually, what brings such lamentation in the hearts of the gopis is, gopis know that Krishna enjoys this scene of Vrindavan. Right? This Vrindavane kumuda kunda shashankaramya, all this ambience of Vrindavan is very dear to the heart of Krishna, and that is very well known to the gopis. The gopis' concern is, Krishna went away from Vrindavan leaving us. Does he have this experience, this rich experience in Mathura or not? Will the women of Mathura serve him, serve Krishna as much as we do? Will the ambience and atmosphere of Mathura provide him sufficient pleasure as much as he gets in Vrindavan? If Krishna is bereft of the association of gopis and Vrindavan forest, how is he surviving there? That is their worry. They are worrying about that more than their personal happiness and all. Behind all these blames He's a very serious and deep concern for Krishna's enjoyment. Because Krishna enjoys his best in Vrindavan. Now he went outside Vrindavan. Is he having that enjoyment or not? Definitely not. Krishna cannot enjoy as much as he enjoys in Vrindavan. Right? So, free of all material lust, they were overwhelmed with disappointment because they could not give Krishna happiness by their loving service. They are bereft of their that opportunity to render personal service. And even that also they can sacrifice. Okay, if I can't personally serve, if someone else is personally serving Krishna, that is also fine, provided he is enjoying that service best. But gopis, in the heart of their hearts, they know that Krishna enjoys best when we serve him. So he should receive service from us. Now he is bereft of it. Like that. They simply could not imagine Krishna enjoying anywhere else as he did in Vrindavan in their company. Okay. Now one gopi is saying, because Krishna is not happy there, he will come here. Another gopi said, will he come here ever? She expressed her doubt. That's mentioned in the 44th verse.
Apyeshchita dasarha tapasvak krutaya sucha
sanjeevayan
no gatrair
yathendro vanamam bubhaihi.
Will that descendant of Dasara return here and by the touch of his limbs bring back to life those who are now burning with the grief he himself has caused? Will he save us in that way, just as Lord Indra brings a forest back to life with his water-bearing clouds?
Will he ever come here? So they forgot that Krishna's message. What did he say? I will come back again. Just in few verses, couple of minutes only they forgot. Will he come back again? Just now they heard Krishna will come back. So that is the intensity of their emotions. So you may not find so much of coherence or logic. So these are all beyond logic.
Kasmat Krishna iha yati
praptarajyo hatahita
narendra kanya udvahya
prita sarvasahridvrataha.
But why should Krishna come here after winning a kingdom, killing his enemies and marrying the daughters of kings? He is satisfied there, surrounded by all his friends and well-wishers.
So he's already enjoying there. Why will he come? Now just two verses back, gopi said that he cannot enjoy there. Now they are changing the emotion. That some other gopi is saying like that. Why will he come here? He will not come here. He is enjoying there. Like that. No, from Mathura only. From Mathura only. Okay. Krishna did not send from Dwaraka. When Krishna was in Mathura, then only he had sent. Okay. Dwaraka aaya gaya there.
Hey,
the daughters of kings. That's okay. In a generic sense, they mentioned. Abhi yeh bhi bola main. Logic nahi. Right? So they were saying that, oh, he will marry daughters of kings and then he will enjoy that, he will not come here. That's what they are saying. Okay. I got turant apply kar diya logic ab.
Kimasmabhirvanaukobhir anyabhirva mahatmanah shripater aptakamasyam kriyetarthah kritatmanah.
The great soul Krishna is the Lord of Goddess of Fortune and he automatically achieves whatever he desires. How can we forest dwellers or any other woman fulfill his purposes when he is already fulfilled within himself?
So another gopi spoke about Krishna's indifference towards everything. He will not come. She is confirming. Because he is self-satisfied. He doesn't need us.
Kim asma abhir vanavako abhir.
So we are like forest ladies. Forest girls. Why will he come? Yes, such sophisticated people. And
not just that, even if he has sophisticated girls or forest girls or whatever goddess of fortune, he has the capacity to become indifferent to anyone. Right? He's of that caliber. So, Shri also automatically achieves whatever he desires. So how can we forest dwellers can be of any source? He can be indifferent to even goddess of fortune also. Next, he has no need for any woman. It is out of his causeless mercy that he awards his association to loving devotees. So acharyas are also saying the tattva here. 47. Param saukhyam hi nai rashyam svairinyapyaha pingala tajjanati namna krishne tathapyasa duratyaya.
Indeed, the greatest happiness is to renounce all desires, as even the prostitute Pingala has declared. Yet even though we know this, we cannot give up our hopes of attaining Krishna.
So Pingala story will come in the 11th canto. So, but we cannot give up. Although he is Atmaram, he is self-satisfied, he doesn't need any woman for his satisfaction, still we cannot give him up. Like that. So thus Krishna regards the gopis as greater than himself. Jigosami writes there, the gopis received benediction from the Lord that neither Lakshmi nor the beautiful dancers of heavenly planets could attain. So gopis received a very special favor. So not knowing their own glories, gopis are saying like this, oh, we cannot give up Krishna. They were like weeping, although Krishna gives up. But Krishna gives the maximum importance to the gopis. Krishna derives maximum pleasure in the association of gopis. So that is their glory. Not knowing their own glory, they are weeping like this. 48th verse. 47, they said, but we cannot give up. But who can give him up? No one can. That they say in 48th verse. Ka utsaheta santyaktum uttama shloka samvidam anichyato api yasya shrir anganna chyavate kvachit.
Who can bear to give up intimate talks with Lord Uttama Shloka? Although he shows no interest in her, Goddess Shri never moves from her place on his chest.
So even Goddess of Fortune also doesn't move, although Krishna has no interest. So that shows that Krishna cannot be given up by anyone, even Goddess of Fortune, like that, although he is not interested.
Sarichaila vanodesham
gavo venurava ime
sankarshana sahayena krishnena jarita prabho.
Here Uddhava Prabhu, when Krishna was here in the company of Sankarshan, he enjoyed all these rivers, hills, forests, cows and flute sounds.
Krishna enjoyed this place that they are remembering. That is gopis humility. Prabhu, Uddhava Prabhu. They are saying out of humility. 50.
Punah punasma smarayanti nanda gopa sutambata shriniketais tatpadakkair vismartum naiva shaknumah.
All these remind us constantly of Nanda's son. Indeed, because we see Krishna's footprints, which are marked with divine symbols, we can never forget him.
So Krishna enjoyed in this place. How can we forget him? We cannot forget. They are helplessly remembering Krishna. We are constantly reminded of Krishna. Wherever we see that object in connection with Krishna, because Krishna enjoyed that object. Krishna is there interacting with that object or place. So all, there are hundreds of pastime places in Vrindavan. So at every place Krishna has some activity to do. He does some mischief there, something like that. So all the gopis remember all those intimate activities. So entire Vrindavan is filled with memories of Krishna, especially for the gopis.
Gatya lalita yodara hasalila avalokanaihi madhyagira hritadhiya
कथं तं विस्मरामहे. सो गत्या ललितयोदार, सो हिज गति, गत्या मीन्स गति, गेट, द वे ही मूव्स, इट्स लाइक ललितया, वेरी चार्मिंग, उदार, वेरी जनरस स्माइल्स. गत्या ललिता, चार्मिंग गेट, एंड उदार हास, वेरी चार्मिंग जनरस स्माइल्स. देन लीला अवलोकन ही, प्लेफुल ग्लैंसेस. देन माध्या गिरा, हिज वर्ड्स आर वेरी स्वीट, हनी लाइक. हृतधियः, बाय ऑल दिस, फाइव थिंग्स आर मेंशन्ड हियर, बाय ऑल दिस आइटम्स ही हैज स्टोलन अवर हार्ट्स. कथम तम विस्मरामहे, हाउ कैन वी फॉरगेट हिम इफ दिस इज सो, राइट. हिज गेट इज लवली, हिज स्माइल इज जेनरस, हिज ग्लैंसेस आर प्लेफुल, एंड हिज वर्ड्स आर हनी लाइक. फोर थिंग्स, राइट, हाउ कैन वी, एंड बाय दैट ही हैज स्टोलन अवर इंटेलिजेंस, हाउ कैन वी फॉरगेट हिम.
हे नाथ हे रमानाथ व्रजनाथार्तिनाशन, व्रजनाथार्तिनाशन मग्नम उद्धर गोविंद, गोकुलम वृजिनार्तिवत.
सो नाउ गोपीज, दे वर स्पीकिंग टू उद्धव, सडनली दे टर्न्ड टुवर्ड्स वट एवर कृष्णा साइड, right, that Mathura side, and then started praying to Krishna. Hey Natha, hey Ramanatha, oh master, oh master of goddess of fortune, Vrajanatha, oh master of Vrindavan, right, Artinashana, please destroy our suffering, Govinda. Magnam Uddhara, Govinda, by lifting this Govardhan hill, you have protected us. So now please lift your Gokul out of this ocean of distress. Gokulam Vrijanartivat. Gokul is drowning in ocean of distress. Now you must protect us, lift us up from this ocean. So Chakvadipada writes, why don't you just go somewhere else, leave Vrindavan, and then you won't have to see all these rivers, mountains and forests that are constantly reminding you of Krishna. Right? Or you cover your eyes with garments if you're unable to see. Use your intelligence and lead your mind to some other thought. Right? Intelligence controls mind, right? The mind is uncontrolled. Uncontrolled and running behind Krishna. Control that mind with your intelligence. Direct it to some other thought. Someone may question like this. Someone may give a suggestion like this. And just forget Krishna. Gopis answered this suggestion in the previous verse by stating, we no longer possess our intelligence. Gatad hritadhiyaha. The 51st verse, what did they say? Hritadhiyaha. Krishna has stolen our intelligence. We don't have any intelligence anymore to control our minds. Krishna has stolen our intelligence. So, for Krishna has taken it away by his supreme beauty and charm. Now, in this present verse, what they are saying? They disregard Uddhava and turning towards Mathura, address Krishna himself with humble cries. In this heart-rending verse, the gopis cry out to Krishna to remember the wonderful, sweet relationship they once enjoyed together as innocent village people. Okay, now these distinctions are there. You are Yadupati and then we are Rajastriya. But earlier we are all same villagers. Right? We were enjoying together. So that is how these gopis expressed their anguish. So we'll take just 2 minutes break and then we'll complete the chapter.
Hare Krishna. 53. Tatasta Krishna Sandeshair Vyapeta Virahajvara Uddhavam Pujayam Chakrur Gnatvatmanam Adhokshajam.
Sukhdev Goswami continued, Lord Krishna's message having relieved their fear of separation, the gopis then worship Uddhava, recognizing him as non-different from their Lord Krishna.
So, tataha means then. Okay. So, Krishna's messages have relieved their fear of separation to some extent, and they worshipped Uddhava. And Sridhar Swami states that the words Gnatvatmana Madhokshajam also indicate that gopis recognize Krishna to be the very soul of their lives and thus spiritually one with them.
Uvasa kati chinmasan gopinam vinudan suchaha Krishna lila katham gayan
ramayam asa gokulam. So Uddhava stayed there for kati chinmasa, quite few months, and dispelled the sorrow of gopis, right? So he brought all the Gokul Vasis back to life. Ramayam asa Gokulam, Krishna Lila Katham Gayan. So how will life come in this world? By Krishna Katha. Uddhava did that. Life came back to Vrindavan also by Krishna Katha.
Yavantyaha Ninandasya Vrajevasit sa Uddhava Vrajaukasam Kshanaparayani Asan Krishnasya Vartaya.
So while enlivening all the Vrindavan Vasis with Krishna Katha, Uddhava took very special care of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. So for all these days of Uddhava's stay in Vrindavan was like a moment for all the Vrindavan Vasis, right? In the association of Uddhava, who is constantly filling them with the memories of Krishna, they pass the time so quickly.
Saridvanagiri dronair
Vikshan kusumitan druman
Krishnam samsmarayan reme
Haridaso vrajaukasam. So that servant of Lord Hari, Haridasa, seeing the rivers, forests, mountains, valleys, flowering trees, enjoyed inspiring the inhabitants of Vrindavan by reminding them of Krishna. So, hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna, remembering Krishna and reminding others about Krishna. So, these are all the most pleasurable things in one's life. Uddhava got the pleasure of reminding all the Vrajavasis about Krishna. And all the Vrajavasis got the pleasure of remembering Krishna because of Uddhava. So both of them were happy. Okay. And Uddhava also asked so many questions about Krishna's stay in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Krishna stayed there for quite some time. So Uddhava asked and learned more about them, more about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan from the Vrajavasis. So like that. So all the places, rivers, mountains, valleys, everything is filled with some activity connected with Krishna. So Uddhava came to know all of that.
Drishtvaivam adi gopinam Krishna veshatma viklavam Uddhava paramaprita tanamasyan idam jatau.
Thus seeing how the gopis were always disturbed because of their total absorption in Krishna, Uddhava was supremely pleased. Desiring to offer them all respect, he sang as follows.
So now Uddhava started glorifying the position of gopis from the next verse.
So Uddhava was a very exalted minister in Dwarka, Mathura also. So he's an important person in the political affairs. Krishna takes his consultancy, Uddhava consultancy services. Right? We have TCS, this is UCS, which Krishna uses. So, but you see the strong spiritual urge in Uddhava to offer obeisances to the glorious gopis. And how exalted is the position of gopis. So, in this material world, there is a tendency to give more importance to the political position or the post, the popularity of a person. But see, such a popular person is attracted and enchanted by the simplicity of the devotion of the gopis. Right? So we need to understand the glory of a person by the merit of his devotion to Krishna than the external positions and posts that they were handling. So that is very important. So next 58th verse.
Etah param tanubhruto bhavi gopavadbhyo Govinda eva nikhilatmani rudha bhava Vanchanti yad bhayabhiyo munayo vayamcha Kim brahma janma bhirananta katharasasya
Uddhava sang, among all persons on earth, these cowherd women alone have actually perfected their embodied lives, for they have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Lord Govinda. Their pure love is hankered after by those who fear material existence, by great sages, and by ourselves as well. For one who has tasted the narrations of the infinite Lord, what is the use of taking birth as a high-class Brahman, or even as Lord Brahma himself?
So these five verses, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, they glorify the position of the gopis.
Etah param tanubhruto bhuvi gopavadho.
So the position of these gopis is unparalleled. Why? Because Govinda eva nikhilatmani rudhabhava. Rudhabhava is intense emotion, that is mahabhava. So all these gopis are having such mahabhava towards Krishna, who is Govinda, and he is the soul of everyone. Atmanam akhilatmanam. So vanchanti yad bhavabhiyo manayo vayamcha. So that devotion of gopis is aspired for and then revered by great sages, right, to come out of the fear of this material existence. And vayamcha, not only munis, vayamcha, even we also, ourselves. Our humble self also aspires for that. Vidura is saying, Kim brahma janma bhir ananta katharasasya. So, what is the, for someone who has a taste for Krishna's pastimes, what is the use of such high birth as a brahmana? Or even Brahma's birth is also useless if he doesn't have taste for Krishna katha or appreciation for the position of gopis. Okay. Now, this Uddhava took birth as a pure Brahmana, and he is saying that Brahmana birth is useless. Right? He says the position of high Brahmanical birth, that Brahma's position, is also nothing in comparison to that of exalted gopis. Okay.
Kvema striyo vanacharir vyabhichara drishtaha Krishne kvachaisha paramatmani rudha bhava Nanvishvaro nubhajato vidusho api sakshat Shreyastanyottagata raja ivopa yuktaha
Amazing it is that this simple woman who wander about the forest, seemingly spoiled by improper behavior, have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Krishna, the Supreme Soul. Still, it is true that the Supreme Lord Himself awards His blessing even to an ignorant worshipper, just as the best medicine works, even when taken by a person ignorant of its ingredients. Mm.
ಕ್ವೇಮ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಯೋ ವನಚರೈರ್ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರ ದುಷ್ಟಾ. ಸೊ ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಹೈ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್ ಟು ಗೋಪೀಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವನಚರೈರ್ ಗೋಪೀಸ್. ಅಪರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಡ್ವೆಲ್ಲರ್ಸ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕೌಡಂಗ್ ಕೌ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ ಆಪರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಸೊ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರ ಭಾವೈ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೀ ದಮ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಅಡಲ್ಟ್ರಸ್ ವುಮನ್. ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರ ಭಾವೈ ಅಡಲ್ಟ್ರಸ್ ವುಮನ್. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಡಲ್ಟ್ರಸ್ ವುಮನ್. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಯು ರೈಟ್ ರೈಟ್ ಪುಂಶ್ಚಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ವೈರಿಣಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅದರ್ ಒನ್ ಕಾಮಿನಿ. ಅನದರ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರೈಸೇಷನ್. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರೈಸೇಷನ್. ದ ವುಮನ್ ಹೂ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಬೋತ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯಾರಮೋರ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫೇತ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಬೋತ್. ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಫೇತ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ದ ಪ್ಯಾರಮೋರ್ ಬಟ್ ಚೀಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್. ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಡಲ್ಟ್ರಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಗುಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಹರ್ ಈಸ್ ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ಫೇತ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ವುಮನ್ ಒನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್. ದಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಕ್ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಟು ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಈಸ್ ಶೀ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಸೇಕ್ ಶೀ ಈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಶೀ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಹರ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್. ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ. ಸೊ ಹರ್ ಪ್ಯಾರಾಮರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಅಪರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಐಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಅಡಲ್ಟ್ರೇಟೆಡ್ ವುಮನ್ but that is they are on the topmost level of devotion. So that is the gopis. Even learned members of the first two categories of people, they are condemned by the Vedic scriptures and the society. But the last category, one who is faithful to the Supreme Lord but not very much interested in the material husband, so they are commended by the scriptures and commended by great sages, not condemned. They are commended, so they are very glorious. So vibhichara dushta means corrupted by deviation literally, but gopis are not like that. One may think like that, one may point out like that vibhichara dushta, but that corruption will not deviate them. There is no corruption, only there is highest devotion. They are in their natural constitutional position. So krishne kvachaisha paramatmani rudha bhava. This rudha bhava is coming in this verse also, their intense devotion that is glorified. Nan vishvaro anubhajato vidushopi sakshat shreyastanoti agadaraja ivopayukta. Okay, next 60th verse. Nayam shriyonga utana unita antarate prasada. ನಾಯಂ ಶ್ರೀಯೋಂಗ ಉನಿತಾಂತರತೇ ಪ್ರಸಾದಃ ಸ್ವರ್ಯೋಷಿತಾಂ ನಲಿನ ಗಂಧರುಚಾಂ ಕುತೋನ್ಯಾಃ ರಾಸೋತ್ಸವೇಶ್ಯ ಭುಜದಂಡ ಗೃಹೀತ ಕಂಠ ಲಬ್ಧಾಶಿಷಾಂ ಯ ಉದಗಾದ್ ವ್ರಜವಲ್ಲಭೀನಾಂ.
When Lord Shri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Ras Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose body lustres and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation.
So this verse is quoted in various places, right? Within Bhagavatam also it's quoted, commentaries, and I think in Chaitanya Charitamrita also several times this verse comes. This verse establishes the position of gopis as superior to goddess of fortune and even the heavenly ladies, right? And not to speak of worldly women. So there are gopis in this Vrindavan. There are consorts of
so many Vishnus in the Vaikuntha planets, and there are damsels in heavenly planets, and there are beautiful women of this world, right? So none of them are coming in comparison with the gopis. Nayam shriyo anga u nitantarate prasadaha. Such intimate favor and attention from Krishna, all these gopis got. Svaryoshitam nalgina gandha rucham kutonyaha. Svaryoshitam, all the yoshit, ladies of heavenly planets, their bodies also emanate fragrance. You see in the fifth canto, some heavenly damsels will come and then take bath in some kund, some lake, and the fragrance of their bodies will permeate the water in the lake, and then that fragrance goes everywhere. Fifth canto describes like this, right? So their bodies are fragrant. Then rasotsavesya bhujadanda grihita kantha. In Rasalila, all the gopis got intimate exchanges with Krishna. So that were not available for even this Svaryoshitam, and even for goddess of fortune. What to speak of other people? Labdhashisham ya udagad vrajavallabhinam. This ashisha, this benediction, is not true in anybody's case. So, yeah, that is the meaning of this verse. Unalloyed glory of Krishna and the gopis. So Krishna, the best of all avatars, exists on the highest platform of purity and morality, and thus he always remained praiseworthy by all, even while accepting worldly criticism for his cow-tending, wandering in the forest, taking meals with young monkeys, stealing butter, stealing yogurt, seducing other women's wives, and so on. And Krishna also had to be blamed of immorality. Similarly, gopis were also blamed. They are dancing with someone else. But their combination is the purest possible combination. Right? Whatever is happening between them is the highest possible expression of love between a living entity and the Supreme Lord. Like that. 61.
Asamaho charana renu jushamaham syam. Vrindavane kimapi gulmalatoushadhinam. Yadustyajam swajanamarya patham chahitva. Bhejur mukunda padavim shruti bhirvi mugyam.
The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members, who are very difficult to give up. And they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of the lotus feet.
This is the perfect attitude of a Vaishnava. So when he sees a glorious Vaishnava, he wants to aspire. He aspires for being a servant of that Vaishnava. He wants to take the dust of that Vaishnava. And gopis are such exalted devotees of Krishna. Uddhava was very inspired by them, and he wanted to take their dust, but he knows if he asks dust from them, they will not give. Why they will give? They, out of their humility, they will not give their dust. They will give dust if that relieves Krishna's headache, but they will not unnecessarily give their dust to Uddhava or someone else who may be aspiring for it. So, but Uddhava is very intelligent, right? If they don't give dust, I know how to take it. He's very smart. I will become a bush or creeper in Vrindavan, or grass in Vrindavan, so that I will take their dust. Right? So if I become a bush or creeper, I may not get. If I become grass, I will get. Even if I can't become a bush or creeper or leaf in Vrindavan, at least let me become like that outside Vrindavan. Sometimes gopis will come out of Vrindavan to do some activity, then I will get their dust. At least that much I should get. These are the aspirations of Uddhava, the ideal aspirations of devotee.
Asam aho charana renu jusham aham syam.
Right? Gulma lata oshadhinam. Amongst the bushes,
creepers and herbs, like that, three levels. Okay, very popular verse, you can memorize this. This you have memorized, no? Good.
Yavai Shriyar Shriyarchitam Ajadibhiraptakamair Yogeshwarair Apiyadat Manirasa Goshtyam Krishnasya Tad Bhagavata Charanaravindam Nyastam Staneshu Viraja Parirabhyatapam.
Goddess of fortune herself, along with Lord Brahma and all other demigods who are masters of yogic perfection, can worship the lotus feet of Krishna only within her mind. But during Ras dance, Lord Krishna placed his feet upon those gopis' breasts, and by embracing those feet, the gopis gave up all distress.
Vande Nanda Vrajastrinam Padarenum Abhikshnasaham Yasam Harikathod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam.
So now Uddhava is concluding that I repeatedly offer my obeisances to the dust of the lotus feet of Vrindavan ladies, gopis. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Krishna, that vibration purifies the three worlds. Yasam Harikathod Gitam Punanti Bhuvanatrayam. Right? That is the glory of hearing from a devotee, like gopi.
Sri Shuka Uvacha Athakopir Anugnapyam Yashodam Nandamevacha Gopana Mantrida Sarho Yasyan Aruruhe Ratham.
So after staying for a few months, Uddhava took the permission of the gopis and Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and he bade farewell and he mounted his chariot to depart.
Tam nirgatam samasadhyam nanopayana panaya nandadayo anuragena pravochan ashrulochanaha.
So as Uddhava was about to leave, Nanda and others, they got so many gifts for Uddhava, and they had tears in their eyes. They addressed him as follows.
Manaso vritte yo nasyuhu Krishna pada ambujashraya Vachobhidaya nir namnam Kayastat prahvanadishu.
They say that manaso vrittayo vacho. So may our mental functions always think about Krishna's lotus feet. May our words chant his names. May our bodies bow down in front of him. Mind, words, body, all of them should be in connection with Krishna. Even elderly Nanda and others are also saying. So the feeling of servitude is there in all the rasas, all pervading. We'll know more about this in 6th chapter of Adilila, Chaitanya Amrit.
Karma bhir brahmyamananam yatra kvapi svarichhaya mangala charitair danai ratirna krishna ishvare.
So whatever we are, wherever we are made to wander about in this world, that means they don't want liberation from birth and death cycle. In accordance with the reactions of our fruity work, may our good works and charity always grant us the love for Lord Krishna. We don't mind staying anywhere, but our love for Krishna should remain intact. So now Sukadeva Goswami is continuing. O ruler of men, thus honored by cowherd men with expressions of devotion for Lord Krishna, Uddhava went back to the city of Mathura, which was under Krishna's protection. After falling down to pay his homage, Uddhava described Lord Krishna the immense devotion of the residents of Raja. Uddhava also described it to Vasudeva, Balaram, Ugrasena, and presented to them the gifts that he brought. Okay. So actually Krishna sat and heard from Uddhava so many days. And immediately after this, Krishna remembered Kubja and went to Kubja to fulfill her desires. To prove to the gopis that I cannot forget the promise that I have given to my devotees. I have given a promise to Kubja that I will go and fulfill her desires. I am going now. See, gopis, I have given a promise through Uddhava. I will also come to you. Like that. So immediately after this, Krishna went to Kubja. Some may think of it in a different way. Oh, Krishna forgot gopis, he went to Kubja. Not like that. If Kubja's desire is fulfilled by Krishna, what to speak of gopis? For that he went. So immediate next event is Krishna going to Kubja. So I have not completely discussed the purports of Jiva Goswami and other acharyas, especially post 53rd verse, somewhere like that, 51st verse. So you can read on your own. Very nice commentaries. Thank you all very much. Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.